We estimate we need about $51 million to reach our caseload, which is a target of about 850,000 people. They are among the most vulnerable of the total number of people who are estimated to be food insecure in the country. That's 1.5 million total.
So of the 51 million, how much have you raised so far?
I believe we are approximately 50% resourced, which is certainly an improvement on the situation a few months ago. And we are obviously still appealing to donors to come forward and help us, because this is a lean season assistance program which is going to continue on into next year. The next harvest isn't until April.
Tell us briefly, what form of assistance are you giving to Zimbabweans? Is it food only?
We are giving a mixture of food, and where market conditions allow, we are distributing cash so that people can go out and themselves purchase the commodities they want. This has a number of advantages. It injects some cash into the local economy, and it's actually cheaper for us as well. It's not possible for us to do cash distributions in all places, but where possible, we are doing cash distributions. We, in conjunction with our aid agency partner, who actually was on the ground supervising the distribution, gave out $9 per family member. So this was enough for each family member to last a month.